Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Okay, Chelsea, no pick this time around. I think this is interesting enough. I don't think we're going to get through the whole article, but I'll leave a link for anybody who's curious about this. This comes from the BBC on January 22nd, 2026, written by Rachel Neuer. Article title, "They saw them on their dishes when eating. The mushroom making people hallucinate dozens of tiny humans."
Oh, who did they see on their plate? The mushrooms or the little people?
They see little people, I think. Okay. I don't know. Let's learn together.
Were they eating?
Only recently described by science, the mysterious mushrooms are found in different parts of the world, but they give people the same exact visions. Every year, doctors at the hospital in the Yunnan province of China brace themselves for an influx of people with an unusual complaint. The patients come in with a strikingly odd symptom. Visions of pint-sized elf-like figures marching under doors, crawling up walls, and clinging to furniture.
Oh, that's cool.
The hospital treats hundreds of these cases every year. All share a common culprit, Lan Maoa Asiatica, a type of mushroom that forms symbiotic relationships with pine trees in nearby forests and is a local popular food. Known for its savory umami-packed flavor. In Yunnan, this mushroom is sold in markets. It appears on restaurant menus and is served at home during peak mushroom season between June and August. One must be careful to cook it thoroughly, though, otherwise hallucinations will set in. Quote, "At a mushroom hot pot restaurant there, the server set a timer for 15 minutes and warned us, 'Don't eat it until the timer goes off, or you might see little people.'" End quote, says Colin Domnauer, a doctoral candidate in biology at the University of Utah and the Natural History Museum of Utah, who is studying this mushroom. Quote, "It seems like very common knowledge in the culture there," end quote. But outside of Yunnan and a couple of other places, the strange mushroom is largely an enigma. Quote, "There were many accounts of the existence of this psychedelic mushroom and many people who looked for it, but they never found the species," end quote, says Giuliani Forci, mycologist and the founder and executive director of the Fungi Foundation, a nonprofit group dedicated to discovering, documenting, and conserving fungi. Domnauer is on a quest to solve the decades-old mysteries about this fungi species and identify the unknown compound responsible for its unusually similar hallucinations, as well as what it can potentially teach us about the human brain. Domnauer first heard of this mushroom as an undergraduate from his mycology professor. Quote, "Sounded so bizarre that there could be a mushroom out there causing fairy tale-like visions reported across cultures and time," end quote, Domnauer says. Quote, "I was perplexed and driven by curiosity to find out more," end quote. The academic literature provided a few breadcrumbs. In a 1991 paper, two researchers at the Chinese Academy of Sciences described cases of people in Yunnan province who had eaten a certain mushroom and experienced Lilliputian hallucinations. The psychiatric term for the perception of tiny human animals or fantasy figures. It is so named after the small people who inhabit the fictional Lilliput Islands in the novel Gulliver's Travels. The patients saw these figures, quote, "moving about everywhere," end quote, the researcher wrote. Usually there were more than 10 tiny beings on the scene. Quote, "They saw them on their clothes when they were dressing and saw them on their dishes when eating," end quote, the researcher added. The visions, quote, "were even more vivid when their eyes were closed," end quote. Already in the 60s, Gordon Wasson and Roger Haim, the American author and French botanist who brought the existence of psilocybin mushrooms to the attention of the Western audiences, came across something similar in Papua New Guinea. They were searching for a mushroom that a team of missionaries who visited 30 years earlier had said caused the locals to, quote, "go insane," end quote, a condition that anthropologists later dubbed mushroom madness. Unbeknownst to them, what they encountered actually sounds strikingly similar to the current reports from China. They collected specimens of the suspected species and sent them back to Albert Hofmann, the Swiss chemist who discovered LSD for testing. But Hofmann failed to identify any molecules of interest. The team concluded that the stories they heard from the field must have been cultural tales rather than having any pharmacological basis, and no further research was done. It was not until 2015 that researchers finally formally described and named L. asiatica, this mushroom, still without much detail about its psychoactive properties. So Domnauer's first goal has been to pin down the species' true identity. In 2023, he traveled to Yunnan during the peak summertime mushroom season, and he surveyed the province's sprawling fungi markets and asked sellers which of these mushrooms make you see little people. He purchased the ones that the giggling inventors pointed to and then brought the specimens back to the laboratory to sequence their genomes. This confirmed the mushroom with identity, he says. In research he is preparing for publication, chemical extracts from the lab specimens produce behavioral changes in mice similar to those reported in humans. After being administered the mushroom, how would they know that the mice are seeing little people?
That's true.
And do they see them as little to mice or the same size as them?
They would be such small people. What would mice see, though?
Or would they see tiny mice?
Or would it be little mice?
How did they know they... Oh, man. So many questions.
Yeah.
After being administered the mushroom extracts, the mice experienced a period of hyperactivity followed by a long stupor where the rodents did not move much.
Oh, my God.
Domnauer also visited the Philippines, where he had heard rumors of a mushroom causing similar symptoms as those from the historical records from China and Papua New Guinea. The specimens he collected there looked slightly different from the Chinese ones. They were smaller and light pink compared to the larger, redder Chinese mushrooms, he says. But his genetic testing revealed that they were indeed the same species. That's probably far enough for what we're going to be... The point we're looking at the story for.
Yeah, I think this stuff is so interesting. And I know we potentially... It's on our idea list for future episodes is machine elves. The question of, like, does a forest make a sound in the woods if there's no one around to hear it? Like, are there actually little people running around that we can't see without these mushrooms? That's my question. They may scientifically prove that it's not, but that's my question that I have.
Yeah,
is it just opening your brain up to be able to see these? And do I need to be worried about the little people that are currently running around where I'm recording?
Yeah, well, they don't seem to do anything, even if you can see them. My question would be kind of on the opposite end of it. Is there a, like, historical mushroom or fungi that existed in, let's say, the UK way back in the day where the fairy stories come from?
Exactly. And it very well could. And that doesn't mean that they don't exist in my head, because this might just be opening a realm where we see that they're, you know, holding reality together is what I'd like to think of it.
It might be. It also might just be that it's opening up a part of your brain that is generally not, like, connected to your eyes. So you're actually seeing hallucinations of very specific things that open up, like, I don't know, maybe something in your head where it only stores, like, ideas of little people.
And that's
for some
reason. That was my other point. It's so strange that it specifically makes everybody hallucinate the same thing. And I guess you could tie it in with the machine elves as well, and the mantis beings. A lot of people witness mantis beings when they're, like, on a mind-altering hallucinatory...
It's weird how, like, a lot of drugs have very specific hallucinations attached to them.
Super weird, which is also pretty intriguing. And I know that there is someone that did the electric Kool-Aid acid test, I think is what it was. I've never read it. It's always been on my list. I wonder if they look at something. Anyhow, this is more something for the future episode we may get to eventually. I'd hope to.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
But you guys got 48 hours. Do drugs and see what you hallucinate and tell us.
Yeah, do it.
But don't tell anybody we told you to do them.
Yeah.
If they ask, you came up with that idea yourself.
Exactly. Don't tell anyone.
Anyhow, bye.
Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.